Thank you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to stand before your people and minister your message of hope. And I just pray that, Father, every emotion in me would be in check, that, Lord, I would just be your messenger right now. And I just pray that I would just speak the word I believe you've placed upon my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. How many know that we've had a powerful day today? Have you had a powerful day? I've had a powerful day. I don't know about you, but I've had a breakthrough in every service. God's been dealing with my heart. Once, twice, three times, four times. I've cried so much today. It's been unbelievable. But I pray that my emotions will be in check. The title of the message tonight is carrying on with the theme of hope. And I've got a word, and I want to deliver it, not emotional, but spirit-led. But first of all, I just want to thank God for my salvation, first and foremost. For those that don't know me, my name is Brian. I'm married to the beautiful, kind, caring Fiona. And recently entrusted with the great responsibility of parenting and looking after baby Georgie. For those that don't know, again, I'm a graduate and a product of the men's home. Amen. I'm proud of that. Amen. Many things have failed it in life, but I stuck it out in the home. Amen. And I went right through to graduation. One time. Come on now. Here's my one time people. Yes. Hello. Forget all that return trips to Egypt and all that vacation to Cairo. Stay in the home. Amen. Where I came in, a messed up heroin addict, a young man, 21 years of age, with no hope, no purpose, just wanted to give up on life. But it was in the home where I was introduced to Christ and prayer and faith and those values, you know. But also, I just want to thank God for the pastoral team. I want to thank God for my pastors, Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky, and just the Elevate team, you know, for this opportunity. I've been a part of this great ministry of Victory Outreach for 16 years, and I've got no intentions of giving up. Amen. No matter what the enemy would throw at me, no matter what the enemy would like to do to me, I have no intentions of giving up. Amen. But I'm going to read a scripture in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Just to start. And sometimes in this rheology series, when I was thinking about the word rheology and just the word re, I think sometimes with faith and with trust and with the promises, sometimes we do get doubt and we do get discouraged. And sometimes we have to revisit some places where God did it before, to know with confidence that he can do it again. Let me say that again. If God did it before, he can do it again. If God brought you to salvation, if God seen you through a tough trial, if God did something in your life, if the enemy's bombarding your mind today, or he's been bombarding you over a season, revisit that place where you got hope, that place where you got freedom, that place where you got deliverance, so that it will give you hope and strength and perseverance and endurance to continue this race of faith. Technology is great when it works. But in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1, it says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he has now sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Each one of us has a race to run. If you didn't know that, then know that tonight, that you have a race that you as an individual have to run. No one else can run it for you. And if you're married, your spouse can't do it. If you've got children, they can't do it for you. If you've got family members, they can't do it for you. Only you as an individual can pick up the baton and run. That's why I love that piece of scripture where it says, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. We've got great examples within this church here in Manchester of men and women that have gone through stuff. That have gone before, I know for my life, that have gone before me and experienced a bit of life where I can learn from, where I can get coached from, where I can get, do you know what I mean, that little bit of wisdom that might give me a bit of hope, that might give me a bit of fuel, a bit of fire, a bit of passion to keep going. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. We know of people that have gone through cancer. We know there are people that I tell you now, delay is not denial. That you might be waiting on a promise, that God's promised you a child, God's promised you a man or a woman. Delay is not denial. Wait upon God. If you want to put a title to this message, God is faithful to his people. God is faithful to his people. Even when it doesn't feel or seem like it, even when everything else is stripped away or you feel like you're just in a box, in a cave, in a dark room all alone, and the room might be full of people, but you're just there in your mind and in your thoughts, God is with you. Disappointment, sickness, tragedy, madness all around, all the things that have been happening in Manchester, all the things that are happening in Egypt, across the world, terrorism, it's not a new thing. Just this generation have got tapped into different ways of doing it smarter and quicker, evil. But we've got access to that as well, children of God, the internet. We've got access to these things to conquer evil with good. Love wins. Love wins. That's one of the things I'm going to say. One thing remains at the end of if you're at the end of your tether, at the end of the day, one thing remains, and that is God's love for his people. Amen. God is at work. When I wrote that down, God is at work, I had to just put a full stop there. Because sometimes it doesn't feel like God is at work. Sometimes in the midst of our madness, in the midst of our situations, when nothing's clear and all things are just information overload, yeah. Some of us are great with Bible promises, and some of us are great with theological understanding. But in the times of battle and in the times of madness and when the waves are crashing, one thing remains, God's love for his people, and to know that God is at work. God is working in our situations. God is working in your situation tonight. Just don't give up. The journey of hope being produced in us is difficult. How many can agree with that? Sometimes the journey of hope being produced in our lives is difficult. It's easy to quote scripture, hope in the Lord doesn't disappoint. Hope deferred makes our heart sick, but when that desire comes, it's like a tree of life. It's easy when things are good. But when the trials are your trials, then start quoting it. Then start applying the medicine to your body. Then start taking the word of God and producing it in your heart. The promise. But you know what? Wait on the Lord. Just wait. Don't do nothing else. But like we heard this morning, waiting doesn't mean do nothing. This waiting is an active waiting. Keep going. Keep pressing forward. If you're injured, just slow the pace down, but keep moving forward. Wait on the deliverance. Wait on the healing. Wait on the promise. But whatever it is you're waiting for, wait. We heard that scripture this morning, Romans 8 and verse 25. Wait patiently. Wait with eagerness. Wait eagerly for it, for your freedom, for your promise, for what it is God spoke to you about. Wait on it with perseverance. Have you ever received something? Just going off on one right now. Have you ever received something which you've been waiting for and it comes in your hand? When I was thinking about it, it's like some of us are waiting to maybe go to conference with not flaky hope, hopefully, or wavery hope, or maybe if God wants me to go or doesn't want to go. But somebody comes up and gives you the exact money for a flight, the exact money for your registration, the exact amount of money that you might need to feed you over there. And you're like, yeah, but it's not enough. Sometimes we just got to be content when we're waiting. Because God might come through with one promise that you're going, there's the money to go, but in the next, we want excess. We're like, okay, I've hoped for that, that's now come. What about another blessing? But you know, I've been asked to share a little bit of a testimony as well. And talking about promises, and just recently been given the responsibility of parenting. Do you know what I mean? My wife and I, Fiona, do you know, with baby Georgie. And yeah, that was amazing. But I just want to backtrack just for a few minutes to that point. And like Brother Anton says, or Pastor Anton, when the promise comes, because as I said, delay is not denial. Hello. I was diagnosed with testicular cancer in September. And before the diagnosis, I knew something was wrong. I knew something was wrong for over 2 years. And the tumors were grown to a point where I couldn't hide it no more. I had to face it. I didn't really want to accept what the news might be. No one that's been through that, you know what I mean, or through something in that nature wants to really face it. You know what I mean, I'm just being honest. But one of the reasons I did Manchester Marathon last year, and one of the reasons that I was able to do that was when the pain come through the tumors and the way that it was affecting my nerve systems, is I ran. So when the pain came, I just ran further and more, trying to just shine it on. And I did that for over a period, and things were going good for me. I mean, I was maintaining it. I was part of the worship team, doing okay. I was part of the gang. Do you know what I mean? I was working alongside Brother Anton and the team there, you know what I mean? And the gang warriors, and we're doing Pure Courage. We had a great summer of outreach and different things. And then Fiona came to me and says, she'd just gone to her sister had become a Christian, and she was getting baptized, and she'd come back. And for those that might not know, we've been waiting on a child. We've been married 13 years, and we hadn't obviously conceived. We were told in Hope Hospital a few years previous that it wasn't going to be possible in the natural, but we believe God in the supernatural. Amen. And it took me a few years to accept the fact that this adoption or fostering or any other way out with the natural would be possible for me to accept. But I did, do you know what I mean? And when I did, Fiona, there's an opportunity here for us, you know what I mean, to receive our promise. And in the midst of that, in the midst of the cancer, in the midst of all the different things that was going on, we had to phone up the social work and stuff and just let them know what was taking place, because fear kicks in a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Fear kicks in a bit, and it did. And they said no, because if you still want to do this, go ahead. And it was like another green light. So in September, I was diagnosed with the cancer. Then I had the operation, and then I had chemotherapy. And For anybody that's been through chemotherapy, it's not a nice thing. So I mean, but I thank God for the team and those that supported me through it, do you know what I mean? And are still supporting me, do you know what I mean, on this journey, and especially my wife, do you know what I mean, it's put up with me, do you know what I mean? Because it was a hard season. But little be known, is that the right word? But what she did was, she signed me up because she knew that I'm now into running, I mean, a bit more. She signed me up for the Scottish Marathon that was happening in my local town. But at that point, I couldn't see that far ahead because I could barely walk. I was in a cave, do you know what I mean? I started to shrink back, do you know what I mean? I started to lose, do you know what I mean, the little sparkle that I had, that uniqueness, do you know what I mean, and different things that Anton was coming up with there. But you know, last Sunday, I was able to compete in that marathon and run that race. Because what does the Bible say? Those that run in the race run to receive a prize. This is an earthly prize, you know what I mean? It's just a medal, you know what I mean? But it's an achievement. But you know, our greater prize is that place up yonder, that place where we're going. You know, and in the midst of the doubt, and in the midst of the lack of faith, and in the midst of feeling dirty, and the chemo, and the tablets, and the different things, I was messed up. I felt at one point, two of my arms were just black and blue with needles. Every time I went to an appointment, blood, and I just felt like just giving up. But all I know is, God's love wins. God's love for me is far greater than what cancer had for me, than what giving up had for me, what staying in the tablets and stuff would have had for me. And I'm looking forward to this Jubilee 50th year of Victory Outreach International with hope. Because even though in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 to 18, it says, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Wow. It says, for our light affliction. I don't know about you, but when I'm being afflicted, I don't feel it light. Especially this scar that I've got where they've done the operation, because a year before it, I had a hernia op. And I'm like, God, why this area? I read somewhere that when King David was in the sheep field, he had a staff and he used to just cut that staff and he got a little victory. And I'm thinking, God, to get a victory in me, can we do it somewhere else next time? Do you know what I mean? I can laugh about it now, but at the time, because I'm telling you, man, the recovery period was difficult. But for a light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And my body might be decaying, just like yours. We're getting older. That last second's gone. We're now in the future. We're now in the future again and again. So you may have a grey hair growing now. You may have a wrinkle coming now. You know what I mean? So keep going. I got that revelation the other day there that up until this point, that's history. Every step I take now is destiny and purpose and belonging. So every time you walk away, come on now. So no matter what the doctors tell me, no matter what the reports tell me, it is enough. Let me share something with you. I came back from this marathon straight into an appointment at the dermatology department at Hope Hospital, but it's now Salford Royal. It was called Hope Hospital, do you know what I mean? And I was going, because obviously with cancer, and I've got a bad freckle, and it's one of those ones that don't pinch up, it pinches inwards, and I was supposed to be going there to have discussions about having it cut out as precautions because of their reports. But when I got there, the nurse was very sympathetic. It was a very somber morning. It was the morning after the bombing, and I was right next to the A&E department, and there were ambulances that were all coming in and out, and I just went in there and faced it, do you know what I mean? And it was like, the nurse just came out, and you know what she said? She said, you know what, I've looked at your reports, I've been looking at your case and that, and she put her hand on me. How many people have had that little hand on you? I felt like I was back at nursery or something. She just put her wee hand there, right, nurse? And she went, enough. Simply, enough. Go home and rest. We're not going to do nothing more to you. Do you know what I mean? That's okay for now. And she patted it. I'm an emotional guy, you know what I mean? So I started crying. I was like, it was like when I went for the diagnosis, Mr. Miles, you know why you're here? I went, no. The funeral's like, tell them why you're here. Tell them why you're here. I says, I don't know. She says, you need to tell us in your own words why you're here. I said, I don't know. You've got this and that. I was like, but yeah, that's just the kind of guy I am. But if we're honest, really, if we're honest, you know, we're all in a race and we're all in need of endurance from time to time. The race of faith, I would say, is not for sprinters. As it says in Hebrews 10:36, for you and I, let's personalize it, have need of endurance so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. You see, it said in the footnote there, endurance, it describes the capacity to continue to bear up under difficult circumstances, not with passive complacency, but with a hopeful fortitude that actively resists weariness and defeat. Has anybody ever felt like that? Defeated. Weariness. Complacency. Lack of interest. It's difficult. I've been there. But you know what? I'm in a better place now. The last 6 months has been mental for me in my mind. In my mind, I felt let down. In my mind, I felt abandoned. In my mind, I felt alone. When I've stood in the private places of my heart, do you know what I mean, and listened to myself, not God, myself, I felt really wounded. I've licked my wounds bad. But God's voice kept coming through saying, I've got a plan for you. I've got a plan for you. My love for you is stronger than this. Do you know what I mean? They don't hate you. They've not left you by the wayside. They're letting you recover. Stop listening to that madness. Stop repeating it in your head. I want to encourage you, man. You know what I mean? Stay in the fight. Whatever the enemy might be trying to say or do to you, stay in the fight. As we heard this morning in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, in verse 5 it says, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given us. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. How many thank God for the Holy Spirit? Because just at the right time he comes. At the right time he comes. Because we can be dry, weary, in a desert place. And in that water just comes and saturates us. Like that aircon is good for a minute, then it just blows air, hot air. You know what I mean? But when the Holy Spirit touches, it refreshes. It's like everlasting refreshment. Love wins. God's love wins. And take heart. He has overcome this world. He has overcome. And just in closing, because with hope, we've looked at it. Hope is a trust word. It talks about being steadfast and unwavering, full of confidence. The Bible tells us not to lose heart, but to have hope and to keep lifting our eyes and seeing beyond where we're at. God hasn't taken me. He's not taking you. You might be in a place of process, of hope, and assurance in him. But while you're still here, he has a plan for you. He has a people and a person for you and I to reach. I had a message from David Wilkerson just the other night there. And yeah, I would love to be with the Lord, but God says, no, it's better for you to be here. Who else is going to bring the message of hope and love and testimony of overcoming, testimony of going through? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16, 18, it says, therefore we do not lose heart, keeping the courage and the determination that even though our outward man is perishing, this body is decaying. Deal with it. We can go to the gym. We can get fit. We can grow beards. We can lose hair. We can do all that stuff to groom ourselves and put Clarins and Clinique and all that stuff. I love all that. Do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's my spirit man that's important. And if the enemy can stop us from reading the word and praying and worshiping and reaching the lost and testifying, how are they going to know in the streets? How are they going to know in our workplaces and our place of influence if we don't tell them? They know we're going through something. Or do they? Because not a lot of people knew I was going through cancer or battling the mind for the last 6 months. Because outwardly, I don't appear in that state. But the battle for my heart, the battle for my mind, was raging. And when I went in my drawer the other day there, because when you find out you might be speaking or doing something, you look to see what you're going to wear, and this T-shirt just jumped out. That I am a mighty man of valor now. Call to fight the good warfare. Call to fight the fight of faith. So are you. You win. Code Red. Gang warriors. Pure courage. Individual. You and I were called to wage war with the prophecies over our lives, over our church, over our ministry, to reach the treasures out of darkness, the hidden riches in secret places. They're there waiting on us. I've battled why this and that. I've lost confidence, you know what I mean? But thank God for hope. I thank God for hope. I thank God for his love. I thank God that in Lamentations 3:19-23, if you would like to stand, it's one of my first promises that God gave me. One of the first scriptures that God ever spoke to me. That he knows our Roman. He knows the things we go through. He knows the hardships. He knows our reference points. He knew when we got saved. He knew the abuse, the tragedies, the illnesses. He knows all that stuff. But so do we. And that's why if God has done anything in our lives, revisit it. If you're struggling tonight, revisit something that God's done for you to get hope to go forward. This, it says in that scripture, I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. When you're going through it, recall God's promises, recall your reference points. Because his mercies are new every day. Every morning that you wake up is another day that you have to fight maybe the day before to get to. Because we are victorious. We are overcomers. You've got to tell yourself, I am an overcomer. Today, tonight, never mind tomorrow, it's not promised, but you're here now, in the now, going through what you're going through. And some of us know what some of us are going through, and some of us don't. But each one of us has a race to run. Each one of us is going through something. But we can't allow our ears to become dull to the cry, our heart to be callous and hardened to respond to love people. We've got to maintain our cutting edge. We hear it all the time. Maintain your cutting edge. Keep sharpening your tools. Keep sharpening your craft. That comes with keeping our devotional life strong. That's the main thing that the enemy attacks, is our prayer, our worship, our word. I know the homes have just done something recently, and it was the soap definition. Wash yourself daily with the soap. Scripture. Get the scripture. Observe it. Apply it. And then pray it through. Get in the word. Let the medicine get to your soul. It'll bring joy in the midst of the battle. It'll bring joy and get you through. But you've got to run your race with endurance. And I know there's people in here that just need a touch. I know there's people in here that know people that need a touch. But we can't afford to become dull. I became dull. And if I affected your life by my dullness, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart. But I know that by the end of 2017, I'm cancer free. I'm going to be medication free. I've got a new sense of life, a new sense of dignity, a new sense of belonging. What about you? This is our Jubilee year for Victory Outreach. Debts cancelled. Illnesses cancelled. Whose report are you going to believe? Each day that we have fight. Each day that God gives you fight. If you've been discouraged or feeling disappointed, and it's easy to say hoping the Lord doesn't disappoint, but it doesn't. He comforts those that are weary. He gives strength to the weary. He'll renew our strength so that we mount up like eagles. Let's take that serpent to the high place and let God do the work. So the altars are open. If you just want to come and make an altar and say, God, here I am. I've become dull, but I trust you. I hope in you. I've heard three great messages today of overcoming testimonies of what you can do in a life that's open and available and obedient to you and your word, who's waiting and patiently waiting and eagerly waiting. If that's you, you come to this altar and you say, God, do it in me. Do it in me. If you need God just to remind you of a promise, then you come and say, God, remind me, speak to my heart. you know something, church? Just before we close. Just before all this happened in my life, I was preaching at the men in the women's home, and God had given me a message, and it was quite poignant when it happened. But it was, trust me and accept what I allow. And it's easy to preach it to someone else, but when it's your own life, it's a different ballgame. So whatever you're going through, trust God and accept what He allows. If I can leave that with anyone, trust God and accept what He allows in your life, because He knows best and He's working. God is at work. Amen. This is Elevate. This is our Elevate service. Amen. It's a service where people are going to be challenged, people are going to be rising up, people are going to be getting used, do you know what I mean, with their gifts and with their talents. Amen. So the next speaker could be you. So prepare, because I'm nothing special. I'm just obedient to God. I love God with all my heart. I'm not perfect. When I'm faithless, He remains faithful. God can use imperfect people to reach a hurting world. Thank God for that. Because it was an imperfect person that reached me in my madness. It was Pastor Paul and the team that came, and it was through a testimony of someone who had been set free from heroin, crack, and alcohol that helped me to make a step of faith. So don't think your testimony is not important, because in God, all our life is important. Amen. So as we leave this place tonight, leave a bit of hope. We've had a great day. Every service, man, has transmitted that message of hope. So let's leave in a victory song. Amen. Something upbeat, Ayanda and Kieran and the team. Amen. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for this day. We seal it in Your love, because we know that love wins. Love conquers. And God, we just thank You. We give You a wave offering right now. We thank You for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Go to victoryoutreachmanchester.com for more information. See you soon.